calming.
How did we get here?
It's all right. I feel that way, too.
The Great American Meltdown.
How dare you put this man into office?
As your voice of reason. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy Friday. Here comes the weekend. It is 7:07. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I never really want to work. That's why I do this instead of work. If I wanted a real job, I would have got one years ago, but here I am.
Good point.
23 years at WSKY and proud of it. And thank you for the folks that said so many kind things on Facebook. It is so awesome, and it's so interesting that, you know, people like, oh, I've been listening to you since you got here. And the kids would listen in the cars, and, you know, now you see their kids, and you're like, I am old.
It's because they're like adults and have kids.
But, wow, I mean, talk about the love. It makes you feel good. Look, I think Greg and I have talked about this before when people recognize us or, oh, I appreciate what you do or I listen to the show. I don't know about Sean Hannity. I can't speak for him. Yep. But I never get tired of hearing it.
And we don't take it for granted. We appreciate it.
No, I mean, very much so. Oh, yeah.
We love what we do. And we're glad that you appreciate what we do.
And so. I think it comes through. The fact that we really enjoy it speaks to maybe the quality of the show and why we should be syndicated and millionaires. But that's
but that's another story.
There I go with my humility
More
speech
humility
again.
Just flooding in there.
Again. Yes. I always save the humility for the humble. I ain't got no time for that. Hey, I didn't know if the story was going to really kind of catch on. I was going to bring it up anyway, and then I heard it on our news at the top of the hour. I'm like, of course we're on it.
Uh-huh.
Out of the Orlando area, a jury determined that Funtime Handles, a foreign company behind the free fall drop tower ride, should pay $310 million in damages to the family of the teen who fell to his death. This happened back in March of 2022. 14-year-old Tyree Sampson fell while riding the free fall drop tower at Icon Park. I have to be honest. I lived in the Orlando area. Is that a newer park? Is that something else that changed names? I'm not sure. But anyway, the point is, the kid, the 14-year-old, was in Orlando for spring break.
Okay.
And he got on this free fall drop tower, and it drops riders over 400 feet. No thanks.
Ooh, no.
However, he slipped out of the harness and fell to the ground during the descent, causing his death. Mm. State investigation confirmed to West 2 when it was first reported that the two seats had been adjusted to handle the teen's large size, allowing him to slip out of the seat. So they actually went out of their way to make it so the extremely obese child could enjoy the ride, but yet in doing so may have very much, set themselves up for some level of failure, which it appears that's what happened. According to the investigation, Sampson weighed about 100 pounds more than the recommended weight for someone to ride that particular ride.
Mm. Okay.
Though that information was not posted anywhere. That's part of the problem. Remember when it's the old sign, if you're not this tall, go back and cry to your mama, you ain't getting on this ride.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I want to be tall. Anyway, the owner was fined at the time. The ride was taken down. His family sued Icon Park and Free Falls owner, the actual manufacturer. Both parties settled the lawsuits against them. The only remaining case, the manufacturer was the one that was the holdout, apparently. The Icon Park, and they settled, but it was the manufacturer that chose not to. So that's why it ended up in court and ended up getting $310 million. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Donnie, good morning. What do you know about this?
Well, first of all, Icon Park is off I Drive. All the stuff is like brand new in there. A little tiny place where the Wax Museum is. Pretty nice area. But I'm just wondering what the lawsuit would have been if they just said, you know what, you're too obese to get on the ride. You can't ride on the ride. And also, isn't there a cap on punitive damages? I mean, they awarded Sandy Hook people $1.5 billion, Eugene Carroll, $85 million. There's a limit on punitive damages in civil law. What's going on here?
Well, I mean, is there? Are there limits? Is it state by state? I mean, the whole idea of punitive means punishment. So you're not just trying to make them whole again. You can't replace the life of a kid.
No.
So you can't. That doesn't really compute. But you're saying, okay, we're going to try to make them whole. So you're going to need a substantial amount of money to help, right? But the main thing is, we're going to punish you because you were, their belief, negligent. Okay.
Right. But that is another interesting point Donnie brings up. Just from the standpoint, let's say they told him, you can't ride on it.
Yep.
It's not posted necessarily.
Yep.
Now you've got a family who's mad. Now, again, total scenario versus losing their child, not comparing the two. But how many people have sued for stupid stuff? And I can see a family who are turning it into something that it's not and suing the pants off the company and everybody else for not, you embarrass my child, you embarrass my family, you're discriminatory against weight, we've got laws against this. I could totally see them going down that road.
State lawmakers during the course of all of this unfolding since March of 2022 have passed a new law in Samson's name enhancing safety regulations for amusement park rides. Now they dismantled that ride back in,
that's very typical,
2023. Yeah, they once
they do that a lot. Once if anybody dies on something,
right,
that ride usually goes away. So
look, I don't know all the details of the case, but it is interesting, isn't it, that they were specifically trying to make adjustments so that an extremely obese 14-year-old could enjoy the ride. They went out of their way, but in doing so,
set themselves
the harness
up.
Yeah. Wasn't either adjusted or made in an appropriate way to make up for the, how they, I guess they expanded the two seats kind of thing. And
it's a sad scenario, but I get kind of Donnie's point too. At what point is there a limit of what someone should get? I mean, yeah, we can't put a dollar on loss of life, but we do. Ask the airlines. They do it every day. Ask the auto manufacturers. They do it every day. They've got a formula of what they're willing to spend if you die versus what it takes to fix that gas tank, fix that plane, whatever. So it does seem extreme sometimes.
We all, in the end, I mean, we all share in paying for that.
Sure,
in,
we do.
In many ways.
Sure, we do.
And there might be other people that say, you know, I don't even want to start like an amusement style company because I'm worried about the possibility of something bad could happen.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even want to put themselves out there.
Any business liability.
Zero risk.
Any business.
Yeah.
People will sue your, they will.
Yeah. It's interesting.
And irritating.
Thoughts and opinions vary on that, and they can be heard here. However, whatever it is, whether it's that case or anything else that's bugging you, now is your opportunity to call in and air it out. We call it What's Bugging You. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But do call in now. Ready? 877-975-9825. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.
While the internet wallows on the all-consuming AI spin,
they're taking over.
If you cross them, they find ways to basically do propaganding.
No one thinks for themselves.
So what's bugging you?
That's right.
Big tech.
Hiding the real truth.
Woke AI.
Because the only spin that matters is yours. This is What's Bugging You.
Yeah.
Call now on 97.3 The Sky.
Happy, happy Friday, my friends. Here we are. It is 7:21, The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in, and if you don't get through right away, try back, please. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
Hey, you guys. Good morning. So this whole thing about this Tyrese kid that died on that machine, first of all, I don't think that that the manufacturer should have anything to do with paying anything into the lawsuit. That machine was running just fine. As a matter of fact, what they did was they turned off those sensors so the kid could sit in there. But anybody with half a brain would have seen. I saw the way that, the overhead bar was sitting on the kid before he took off, you know, meaning like before they put him up in the air. And the part that goes between your legs to keep you from sliding out the way he did wasn't even touching his belly button. Mm. You know, again, anybody with half a brain should have been like, look, to the parents, look, I'm sorry. Look, as you can see, you know, there's no way we can do it. I'm sorry, you know.
And part of the reason that the manufacturer was held liable is because they were also the operator. They were the operator, not the little theme park in which itself. It was operated in.
Interesting.
So, yeah, that kind of bolstered the case of the kid's family. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and team. What's bugging me is in regards to the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. In a certain sense, an indirect contributing factor is COVID, because under the COVID facial mask panic, it's basically now a constitutional right to be able to go around everywhere with a face mask. So plotting ne'er-do-wells and criminals in training will always be able to hide in public behind their masks as they plot their crimes. So that came to mind.
It came to my mind initially when they started calling for the masks. And now you're right. It's still, unfortunately, kind of a commonplace thing. But if you are in the cold of up north, covering your face definitely adds to your.
But remember, though, you'd have banks and jewelry stores and stuff that would have signs out front that said, do not wear a mask on these premises.
Right.
Pre-COVID.
And here you have a guy actually on a public street.
Yeah.
877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Let's go to Doodah Man. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I'm going to be accused of being a racist after this call, but it's KGB or KG. I keep getting it up confused with the old Soviet spy agency. But anyway, this is the most DEI hire you could ever imagine. She's not a biologist, so she can't define a woman, but she can't shut her mouth talking about this transgender affirmative crap case.
Referring to the Justice Jackson, who had difficulty during Senate confirmation to describe what a woman was. I don't think she ever actually finished that, yet she feels in her heart and has shared that with people that not giving kids puberty blockers and mutilating them is somehow sex discrimination. Yeah, good point on your end. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Tom. What's bugging you?
Okay, so me and my kids went to Disney probably about 4 weeks ago, and it was actually an absolute blast. And I think they're backing down on some of the wokeness, which is nice. Now, we waited and went on the Tron ride, which was fantastic. And as we're there, me and my 14-year-old are looking down, and there's a woman. She probably weighed easily 435 pounds. If you guys have seen the Tron ride, and there's a special seat in the back, and she was so incredibly obese, they couldn't jam her in this. And we were thinking, why is this gigantically overweight, obese woman riding this? There must be something, some law that has them try to get these incredibly fat, obese people on these rides, or it was ridiculous.
I think everybody wants to have fun. Everybody wants the thrill of some of these rides, and to try to accommodate them, I think, is awesome up to a point, clearly. Is there any personal responsibility for the person, if they're a minor, what about their parents, to make a decision on whether or not they feel like they're very obese child should go on a ride that they should know that not everything's. How many chairs is your kid busted?
Exactly.
That's all you need to know.
Yep.
Let's go. John, what's bugging you?
I tell you, Bob, these locals in New York City, they deserve whatever they get when it comes to crime. I mean, they're going to charge that guy with second degree murder, obviously, that guy
Daniel Penny?
No, he's being subdued. Then they let that guy illegal go down to Georgia. They killed that Lincoln rally. I don't feel one bit sorry for them people in New York City.
Well, I mean, the people themselves, it's not necessarily their fault, but if they voted for Democrats, it plays a role, sure.
Yep.
Mike, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. You had talking about punitive damages for that family that lost their son. And you and your caller, you know, you talk about where's the limit at? Well, I'm just going to surmise that you and Greg and this fellow that called in have never lost a son or a daughter. I lost a son and a daughter 47 years ago. And every day I still think about them.
Oh, we're not saying that you don't think about them.
There's no damage there.
Yeah.
Would $1 billion make you whole?
It's not the money.
Thank you. You just made all of our points.
It's not about the money.
Sorry that there was an interpretation issue there.
Yeah. Yeah. I had an uncle whose throat was cut, and he was burned to death in his house because somebody thought he had some money. So we've all had losses. Maybe it's not a child, but that's pretty brutal in my family.
More traumatic or tragic than others, but it's terrible.
Money will not make it. So that's our point. At what point is it like, okay, now you're just... They're throwing away money and you're hurting a company or their insurance company or whatever, and it's not really going to help anything.
And by the way, just as an added note, so you know, when you hear about these giant settlements,
yes,
very, very, very rarely will they ever actually fully settle on that full amount.
Yeah, it won't happen.
728 on the Bob Rose Show. Really appreciate the input, though. Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, the mystery of the missing Grinch, solved, and then not solved, and solved again.
This is mysterious.
It's a wild story. Stand by. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, borders are...
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor.
The transition that's so smooth.
24/7.
The news station.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:35. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's a chilly start to the morning and chillier now than it was a few hours ago. How low can you go, Greg?
It's going to be cold tomorrow morning, so don't ask.
Don't ask, don't tell.
It's going to be really frigid in the morning.
It gets cold enough, you won't be able to tell, but that's another story altogether. All right. The mystery of the Grinch.
Yes.
Who doesn't love the Grinch? Is it just like the coolest character ever invented? He is like got to be one of my favorite bad guys that you root for.
If you look at it that way, I guess.
Do you know what I mean?
The
anti-hero.
Yes.
He was like the first anti-hero, and it was done so well that, you know, he was cool.
Okay.
Others have tried, but no. The Grinch is the man.
So what is this mystery?
Well, Florida family, Collier County, Naples area, put up decorations in November, as so many people have, especially this year. An inflatable Grinch decoration on the porch.
Okay.
Well, on Black Friday, poof, it disappears.
Oh.
They were dumbfounded. Where did it go? Searched the yard, of course.
Uh-huh.
Even checked security cameras. Didn't see anything, though.
Wow.
Thought, well, must either be a prank or silly neighbors.
Yeah.
Or a wandering dog. They didn't know.
Yeah.
Days later, a neighbor texted them. Hey, we spotted your Grinch. It's a couple of houses down. So they retrieved it.
Really?
They plugged it back in.
Okay.
Which is awesome because it worked. You know, sometimes you get torn up, holes in them.
Yeah.
No, it was the Grinch was good to go.
Nice.
But wait, the story's not over yet.
Uh-oh.
Wednesday morning, the family, the Suarez family, the security cameras sent an alert.
Uh-oh.
So she checked the footage. And she couldn't believe her eyes. She found out what had happened to the Grinch probably the first time. It was a bear.
No.
Yes.
A bear stole the Grinch.
Bears hate Grinches.
I'm amazed that it didn't rip it up.
That's rarely talked about. I never expected it to be a bear.
No.
I thought it was the funniest thing ever. I literally text my husband, what's going on? We're watching the video. We're sending it to family and friends at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
But this time, the furry thief that was caught on camera clawing at the inflatable Grinch unplugged it, dragged it into the woods. Oh. But this time, the damage was too massive. The Grinch did not survive.
That is sad.
Yes. They had to toss it in the trash.
Oh.
But that's maybe a Christmas memory that they won't forget anytime soon.
Well, you could watch Rudolph tonight.
That's one of my favorites.
You like Rudolph?
Yeah. You talk about the Playmation or whatever.
60th anniversary. Can you believe that? We've watched it
my whole life. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's actually a special 75-minute version. I guess maybe over the years it's gotten edited down for television.
Oh, the bloopers are the best. Wait till you see the bloopers.
I doubt it. Santa gets
all their names wrong. It's hilarious. One day he showed up for the filming. He was drinking, clearly. They're like, back to the North Pole, straighten it up.
Uh-huh.
And then they got through it. But I bet you this is going to be hilarious.
Yeah, well, 8 o'clock tonight. Check it out if you want.
Is that the same one that has the monster with no teeth? That is it, right? Yeah. The abominable snowman.
Yeah.
And Cornelius, he's not just a caller on the overnight show. Right? Was it named Klondike Cornelius like or something like
something
that?
Something like that, yeah. We'll watch it tonight and remember.
What would you do for a Klondike bomb?
What is it? Good marketing.
Who's carrying it? NBC?
Gets in, yes.
NBC. NBC. Is that right?
Yep.
Howard. Papa John's founder. Remember him? Remember him, John Schnatter?
Yeah, very...
Didn't he get in trouble for something?
Well, he was like outspoken politically, I think, and then next thing you know, he's lost his company.
Mm.
Something like that.
Was it racial? I think it might have been a racial
was it?
Okay. type thing, yeah. And that might be why he called in the big dog to make sure everybody happy. That's when he hired Shaq.
Oh.
Shaq Daddy. Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, yeah. He's even got his own, like, pizza pie. The Shaq-a-roni.
That'd be huge.
It sounds like I'm making it up, doesn't it?
Does.
But I actually think I have it right. I think it really is called the Shaq-a-roni. It really is.
I like it.
Yeah.
If it's not, it should be.
How could you not like it?
I know.
Did you know the Shaq is going to be, our prize guest and the leader of the parade? What's it called? Not the band leader. You're the general. You're the host. You're the... Come on, Greg, help me out. You're the
Grand Marshal.
Okay, I'll give you half credit. You're the Grand Marshal. I don't know why I could. But yeah. It did sound military, right? Grand Marshal?
Yes.
Grand Marshal Dillon.
Mm.
So anyway, it is going to be Shaquille O'Neal here in Gainesville.
Well, his daughter goes to school at UF now, so that helped. And then
to her, his name really is Shaq Daddy. Isn't that cool?
Wow. Yeah. And then our buddy Bobby got asked to ask, and he threw the offer out there, and he's showing up.
Bobby, his real name is Basketball Cop.
Yeah.
In case you're looking for
him. His real name.
That's his real name.
Yeah.
And then he has a Mrs. Cop.
Yes.
But we won't go into that.
Yeah. We like them both, though. They're great.
Absolutely great people.
Yeah.
You betcha. Shaquille O'Neal is going to be the Grand Marshal. It is noon tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Noon tomorrow, the parade down University. Get there early. Get yourself a little seat. Bring a blanket. There's something about sitting.
Yeah.
And you're not moving around much.
Yeah, yeah.
That you get way colder.
Oh.
So bring a blanket.
What are they called? Do you have the exact name of the parade there in front of you? I'm putting you on the spot.
It is the Very GNV Holiday Parade 2024.
You notice what word is missing, right?
Christmas? I heard of that.
It is Gainesville, though. So the fact that they're even having one around Christmas time is probably something we should just appreciate that they're even doing
one. Don't be so rough on them. One of the floats apparently is Jesus Christ Superstar.
That I could probably see them doing.
And he's going to say to the mayor and the city council, who in the blank do you think you are?
Yes.
That's what they're going to be saying. Who in the do you think you are? Because they think they have a messiah complex, some of those goofballs.
I'm telling you.
Yep. Anyway. Photos and videos will be taken throughout the event. The city of Gainesville will use these images to promote and celebrate the parade on the website in printed materials for social media and award applications.
Okay. Sounds like a disclaimer.
It is.
Yeah.
You think I was just doing
In other words, if you end up in a picture, you don't get any money for it. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, no lawsuit.
No. You'll get nothing.
Thank you, Sergeant Schultz. Is that the name of your Jeep now? What is the name?
Still have not decided. Really don't know yet. Some people like, call it Patton, call it Sherman, call it Abrams, call it whatever. I don't know yet. We'll see.
Well, it's green. Let's call it Green Eggs and Ham, because you're the ham bone. Greg the ham bone. Green Eggs and Ham.
Oh, my goodness.
I think we're on to something.
Oh, you're on something.
Yeah. Hey, that advice came from a doctor.
Good point.
Right?
Yeah.
Seuss. Dr. Seuss?
Yes.
Get it, Greg?
I do.
Greg, you get it?
It is Friday. Friends, again, it's Friday.
Can you tell?
Yes. The answer is always yes.
Okay. Got a good story for you, but it's a bad and sad story, too.
Aww.
Okay, you know how people are looking for alternative ways to seek enlightenment, to try to get rid of the demons in which they still have these blockages of maybe things that happened in the past. They want to be better people.
Yes.
And so they will do things like take that ancient herbal ayahuasca.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people that pay a lot of money to go to these things, these retreats.
Yep.
People are willing to go to desperate measures at times. And always it's, you know, read the fine print and remember that it's not a one size fits all generally in these cures. Unfortunately, a Mexican actress found out the hard way.
Oh, no.
And I'll share that story with you, and it'll serve as possibly a warning moving forward if you intend on participating in something similar.
Smart.
Okay?
Yeah.
So stick around. It is 744 News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:40. Let's call it 7:50, 10 minutes till 8. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Special guest coming up, author Kane Davis, a very interesting book that's just coming out. And I think you're going to find it very interesting and compelling, especially after what just happened in the election, and I guess specifically to the minority vote. The book is called Black Leaders No More. Hang in there. We're going to be talking to the author approximately 8:05, and I'm looking forward to that. I was talking earlier about, you know, you read self-help books. Maybe you go to a house of worship. Maybe you get some counseling.
Mm-hmm.
There's different avenues and ways in which people are going to look for help to better themselves, right? And maybe there are things that happened to them that were traumatic. Well, apparently they've had some success with different things that are basically in nature hallucinogenics.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, you have to be careful of them. Yeah, the stuff's been around literally for thousands of years. But, you know, what was it? Probably in the 60s when it really picked up steam and LSD and all that.
Psychedelic era.
But people were using it as a party drug recreationally. There are actually applications in which, if you have the right people around you, can be quite therapeutic. But it is an individual thing. Because you don't know how your body's going to react to this, or your mind, for that matter, because it's hallucinogenic. A Mexican actress has died after she voluntarily participated in a spiritual cleansing ritual. I'm not making fun of this at all. In fact, I am very, I'm in wonderment about it all, and a future participant, possibly. Just like everything else, I try to weigh things out appropriately. But apparently, she reportedly consumed poisonous Amazonian frog venom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
I've heard of this.
You mix it with tequila, man, and, you know, you don't taste a thing. No. Her name is Marcela Rodriguez, 33. She took some of the poison as part of a spiritual cleansing. And South American natives have used this toxic cleansing. So that was not necessarily anything new to some people. But again, you don't know how the individual is going to react.
Right.
Apparently, she started throwing up, had severe diarrhea, and she first refused help while feeling ill. See, you know, I mean, how you don't have to be a doctor to realize if somebody is throwing up and has severe diarrhea, that they are severely dehydrated, probably, in all likelihood. She eventually gave in when a friend visited her and her condition had worsened. And she was getting ready to make a movie. So the Mexican production company involved, they confirmed the death, saying she was a beloved colleague and friend with deep regret, et cetera, et cetera. Cambo, apparently, is a South American healing ritual that incorporates the poisonous secretions of a frog. It secretes the substance as a defense mechanism to kill or subdue animals that try to eat it.
Right.
Some humans, on the other hand, apply the substance to their body for its alleged health benefits. Police are investigating a shaman's involvement in the incident. Yeah, it is like so many other things. Do you know exactly what you are getting? Have you done your research? And even if you do all that, you, again, if you've never done it before, how do you know how your body's going to react? You don't. It is, I think if you're being honest, it's a bit of a gamble. Right? But there's people, look, that try a lot of different things to overcome severe depression and anxieties and other things that trouble people. The problem is, some people, you know, could have psychotic episodes or whatever, or they could have some underlying conditions that kind of come out, if you will, kind of manifest themselves maybe after taking a substance like that. So, you know, buyer beware. But it is sad because I think although people can get very, very sick and that can be fairly common, to actually die, that doesn't happen very often. That's a good thing. All right, then let's talk about all the legal stuff that, that farmers grow for us. The election of Donald Trump has sparked a wave of optimism across America's agricultural heartland. Farmer sentiment reaching its highest level in more than 3 years. That, according to a latest Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. Yeah, the overall index surged 30 points to 145 in November, driven by significant improvements in expectations for both current conditions and the long-term outlook. Yeah, it'll be nice to have a president in there that is not going to be an elitist to tell you what to eat and how to live, even though they may be, you know, doing what they want. Right. I mean, we're all told to buy battery-operated cars. I didn't see Joe Biden selling the Corvette, though.
Well, he's got to have some place to store his files.
Well, so when bad guys break in, they won't steal the files that are top secret.
They'll steal the car. Right.
Why, wouldn't the car sort of act as bait? Wouldn't that be a cover for, I don't know, Chinese or Russian or Iranian thieves? Wouldn't that be a great cover?
Sure.
Hey, we busted you. Oh, no. We just came to steal a car, man.
None of those files. Nothing.
Yeah,
top
files.
Secret or anything.
No, we don't know nothing about no file, man. I snuck a file in for my cousin. It was in the pokey, man, a long time ago. But ain't no files around here. All right.
That sounded so Middle Eastern.
Well, some of these kids, they adapt to the streets very quickly,
true.
Greg.
That's true.
That's how they operate in such a stealth fashion.
I thought about it that
Come
way.
Come on, man.
Man, I got to get with the program.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's Friday. Come on.
Hey, you remember that podcast, Call Her Daddy? Apparently this is not very high quality type stuff anyway.
Yeah, that's the one that Kamala was on, right?
Did she pay to be on there?
Yeah, like $100,000. They said to build the set is what they called it.
Apparently all their equipment put together doesn't add up to $100,000.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, like, she's willing to stroke a check. What are you going to do?
Wow.
Now, was Trump welcome to come on the show? Was Trump welcome anytime?
I thought they said he was.
Yeah, but apparently he's caught in a contradiction.
Oh.
Shocking, I know.
Maybe
that somebody from the left, goofball from the left, would lie.
Shocking.
But a president from the left would never lie.
Right.
It is 8:50. 57. Coming up, author Kane Davis. Compelling book. We're going to talk about it next on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday.